Judgment proclaimed, Revelation chapter 8. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Revelation 8, verses 1 and 2. This marks a vital change in the divine panorama. The first five chapters in chapter 7 are preparatory. Chapter 6 is an epitome of what follows. The company represented by the four living creatures and 24 elders will be in heaven before Revelation 8 will begin to be fulfilled. Silence in heaven. Have you observed what a solemn calm and stillness precedes a dreadful thunderstorm? The atmosphere is sultry and oppressive. The ensuing tempest purifies the atmosphere. Then follows a gladdening calm. The birds sing sweetly. The sun shines brightly. Vegetation sparkles. Men rejoice. Just so with the beginning of the next age. The full overcomers will be absent, having been translated. The religious atmosphere will be exceedingly foul, Laodiceanism being the prevailing condition. A form of godliness without divine power is unbearably oppressive. The world, though religious, will reject the simple gospel of faith in Jesus Christ. Therefore, the holy Jehovah will proceed to purify it with fiery judgments. The vengeance of an offended God and of a rejected Redeemer, presently to be executed, will awe all heaven into profound, solemn silence. The half an hour is not literally 30 minutes, but simply a brief time, possibly a few months. This age is called an hour, likewise is the millennial age. John 5, verses 25 and 28. The time of the great divine indignation is termed the hour of his judgment, Revelation 14, verse 7. The seven angels mentioned here and in Revelation 15 are not disembodied or ministering spirits, Matthew 4, verse 11, and Hebrews 1, verse 6 and 14, but redeemed human spirits with glorified bodies. Angels are never to be judges, but instead, we shall judge angels, and we shall judge the world. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 2 and 3. Furthermore, angels never serve as priests at an altar. They cannot know anything about sacrifice. Only the Redeemer and the redeemed can understand priestly service. He has made us unto our God kings and priests. Revelation 5, verse 10. During this age, angels, as servants of God, minister comfort, protection, and deliverance to saints, but saints only as one with Christ, as holy brethren in fellowship with him, enjoy the priestly and kingly offices with him. Hence we read in Hebrews 2, verse 5, "For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come," because during the millennium, man in the person of Christ will reign supreme. God has put all things in subjection under his feet, Hebrews 2, verse 8. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne, Revelation 8, verse 3. The another angel is none other than our blessed Lord. Only Aaron, the high priest, could offer the incense in the Mosaic tabernacle. Jesus Christ, our great high priest, is the antitype of Aaron. Likewise, he is the altar in heaven, even as in him we have an altar now. Hebrews 13, verse 10. There is no discrepancy between this verse and Revelation 5, 8, which declares that the incense is the prayers of the saints. Isaiah 6, verses 6 and 7 is a sidelight. David cried, "Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense," Psalm 141, 2. The prayers of Jesus are also incense before the Father, and they are here mingled with the petitions of the saints. Compare Revelation chapter 5, verse 8. Judgment prayers answered. These are not the ordinary or extraordinary entreaties of all saints generally. The great petition on the heart of Jesus Christ, and which he also taught his disciples, is the particular request here. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Matthew 6, verse 10. This agrees wonderfully with David's petition, which he desired should be directed as incense. Let not an evil speaker, a man of violence, be established in the earth. Let him be hunted to his overthrow. Psalm 140, verse 11, in the margin. David prayed by the Spirit of Christ that was in him. 1 Peter 1, verse 11. Of course, that petition will be answered, for that man of violence is the man of sin of whom Paul wrote, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. That the kingdom of God should come and his will be done perfectly in the earth through the reign of his Son over the nations is the essential prayer that fills the golden bowl of incense and which Jesus shall offer with the prayers of the saints upon the golden altar. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. Revelation 8, verse 4. That is, the united cries of Jesus and of his holy ones for the establishing of the kingdom by the necessary judgments of Israel and of the world, and by the return of him whose right it is to reign, Ezekiel 21:27, are accepted by the righteous judge. Those cries will be answered speedily. While these very saints are in the world, they judge it by living in full sympathy with Jesus in all his operations and in his future purposes and hopes. They offer mercy to men, but warn them of those very judgments if they spurn mercy. They pray for the salvation of the people, but especially long for the Lord to hasten his coming. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth, and there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. Revelation 8:5. The fire of the altar is God's answer to prayer in judgment upon those who reject the judgment that fell upon Christ on Calvary. The voices, thunderings, etc., are the mutterings of Jehovah which immediately precede the judgments, just as rolling thunders and dazzling lightning go before a terrific wind and rainstorm. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past tracing out. Romans 11, verse 33. The seven angels sound. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. Revelation 8, verse 6. We must not confound this sounding of trumpets with the sounding of the trump of God in 1 Corinthians 15:52 and 1 Thessalonians 4:16. The trump of God will be the trumpet of resurrection and translation, the voice of the Lord summoning the redeemed to glory. These seven messengers represent those redeemed ones in heaven announcing the judgments which will then fall upon the world. God's faithful ones must be in heaven before he can punish the inhabitants of the earth. The judgments announced by the four trumpet angels will be fulfilled from above. That shows that God is over all and has charge of all. Those visitations will be the instruments of his correction or punishment. They begin to be recorded in Revelation 8. The three woes, the utterances of the last three angels, indicate that wicked men, inspired by Satan, will be the agents of trouble and disorder. The woes begin to be described in Revelation 9. The sorrows of Revelation 8 and the woes of Revelation 9 culminate in the bowls of wrath of Revelation 16 to 18. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. And the third part of the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died. And the third part of the ships were destroyed. Revelation 8, verses 7 and 9. Doubtless some nation will disturb the peace and safety by hurling destructive elements from airships upon Jerusalem. That will be the beginning of the hour of his judgment, Revelation 14, verse 7, which will grow worse and worse, climax in the battle of Armageddon, and be ended by the revelation of Christ. Most likely the development and enlargement of that trouble is described by the second angel. The earth, Revelation 8, 7, refers to Palestine as distinguished from the sea, Revelation 8, verse 8, which refers to the nations. Compare Revelation 13:11 with Revelation 13:1. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood, and the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. Revelation 8:10-11. Evidently, this star is the same star of Revelation 9:1, that is, the devil. Here John sees him falling. There he is fallen. Revised Version. As in Revelation 9, he has authority, the key of the pit, and national power, burning, as it were, a lamp, in contrast with Jesus, the light of the world, John 8:12. Paul declares that Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light, 2 Corinthians 11:14. Through false prophets, the devil will embitter the rivers and fountains of water, that is, poison the minds of religious bodies of people who receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. That will lead up to the full development of the ministry of the second beast, the false prophet, Revelation 13, by whom God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, 2 Thessalonians 2:11. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. Revelation 8:12. Of course the sun and moon will be darkened. The smoke of battle always obscures the light. Revelation 8 will begin to be fulfilled sometime before the woe period of Revelation 9 commences. The reason for this will be made plain in the notes on Revelation 17:8-11. The peace and safety period, the white horse of Revelation 6, will be brief comparatively, as Michael will fight Satan to cast him out to make room for the saints in heaven, which probably will begin with the ascension of the full overcomers. The devil will seek revenge by causing some nation to rise against the Jews to destroy them.